Welcome, everyone. Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Gopi Jana Balaba Girivada Dari. Jai Gopi Jana Balaba Girivada Dari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Gopi Jana Balaba Girivada Dari. Jai Gopi Jana Balaba Girivada Dari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. Thank you. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Gurudev 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev Vishnupad Paramahamsa Priyiva Jakacharya Astotada Satashi Srimad, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Priyiva Jakacharya Astotada Satashi Srimad, His Divine Grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki. Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki. Principal Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhana Ki Sri Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Sri Mayapur Navadvit Dhamma Ki Sri Jagannath Puri Dhamma Ki Sri Sri Radha Kalachanji Dhamma Ki Yamuna Devi Ganga Devi Ki Shrimati Bhakti Devi Ki Shrimati Tulsi Devi Maharani Ki Transcendental Books and Prasadam Distribution Ki Gaur Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Brindam. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Brindam. So everyone knows today is the holy appearance day of Lord Nityananda. So there's many songs written, but there's one I really like that's by Srila Narottam Das Thakur. It's called The Lotus Feet of Lord Nityananda. And I was going to sing it, but I tried to sing it last night, and I thought, oh, my God, it sounds so terrible. I'm just going to read the verse. So it's kind of a tough melody. So the translation is, the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda are as cool as millions of moons. The whole universe gets peace by the shade of those lotus feet. Without the mercy of Sri Nityananda, nobody can yet Radha and Krishna, the aim of human life. Therefore, catch hold of the two lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu very tightly. One who has not established a relationship with Sri Nityananda is a two-legged animal, a great beast. His whole life is finished. He cannot be called a human being. He never utters the name of Sri Nityananda. He is always immersed in enjoying material happiness and has forgotten Sri Nitai. He may have acquired all material scholarship and learning, but what is the value of such education? This will never help. They are so puffed up with their mundane education and scholarship, they are never humble at all. They have forgotten the lotus feet of Sri Nitai because of their false ego and pride. They are completely under the clutches of Maya. They accept the untruth as truth. If Sri Nityananda showers his mercy upon someone, he will get Sri Sri Radha Krishna and Brajabhumi. So catch hold of the two lotus feet of Lord Nityananda very tightly. The lotus feet of Sri Nityananda are eternally true, and those followers or servants of those lotus feet of Sri Nityananda are also eternal. Always aspire for the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda. Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, I am very distressed and am unhappy, an unhappy person. I am drowning in this dreadful ocean of material existence. O Sri Nityananda Prabhu, please make me happy. Please keep me at your lotus feet. Jai. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. So, Nitya means what? What does Nitya mean? Eternal. What does Ananda mean? Bliss. So Lord Nityananda, he was always in eternal bliss. He was always happy. He always had this childlike mood. And he never got angry. He was always such a happy personality. And he's also called the second body of the Lord because he manifested, we know, as Balaram to Krishna and Lakshman to Sri Ram and, of course, Nityananda to Lord Chaitanya. And it says that all other forms and expansions of the Lord, they emanate from this second body. And in his earthly lila, in this lila, Lord Nityananda, he's actually senior to Lord Chaitanya by more than a decade. And it's described that he's very beautiful like Lord Chaitanya. And it says his garments resemble like a cluster of blue lotus flowers. And his effulgence is said to surpass the rising moon at sunset. And it says his arms extend below his knees. So I was going to have one of the kids stand up and see if, okay, everybody stand and see if their arms go down below your knees. That's supposed to be the sign of a great personality. But I was thinking, well, Nityananda Chandra did it, but he's not standing straight. Today, that would probably mean you're just going to be a good basketball player, a pro basketball player or something. But so he has a deep, melodious voice, and he's constantly singing the glories of Sri Krishna. And he's sometimes called an avadut because he's always absorbed in the love of Krishna. And he sometimes he behaves just like an ordinary child. And no one knows what Lord Nityananda is going to do next. Because sometimes he'll just all of a sudden roar like a lion. And then he'll jump high up in the air. And sometimes he'll fall down. And when he falls down, sometimes when he falls down, he'll fall unconscious. And he'll stay unconscious for like 3 or 4 days sometimes. And they can't wake him up. So no one knows what he's going to do. And sometimes he'll come in front of Lord Chaitanya and he'll forget to even put his clothes on. He won't have any clothes on. And Lord Chaitanya will get up and dress him, because he's always absorbed in thinking about Krishna. So this term avadhut, it means that, it's like a Sanskrit term meaning, someone who has really no concern for like social etiquette, for what people, you know, think the way you should act. They said such personalities, they roam like a free child, like a child upon the face of the earth. And an avadhut doesn't identify with the mind or the body. It said such a person is actually pure consciousness, in a human form. So Lord Nityananda, who knows where Lord Nityananda was born? Any Gurukuli say? Yeah, somebody said it. Ekachakra, right? He was born in Ekachakra, a little village called Ekachakra. And his father's name was Hadai Pandit, and his mother's name was Padmavati. Okay. So before he appeared, there had been a real drought, hadn't rained for months and months, and none of the crops were growing, nothing was growing. But as soon as Lord Nityananda appeared, immediately crops started growing, the fruits and vegetables started growing, and there was no poverty or any, famine or anything in the country or in that village. And it says Nityananda was so kind and he was so beautiful, but no one really knew that he was actually who was Lord Nityananda actually? Balaram. He was actually Balaram. It says he was God, but he hid his opulences so that he could enjoy and also he could be enjoyed by his devotees. And when Lord Nityananda would sit on someone's lap, even if that person had so many problems, so many difficulties in their life, they knew if they just took Lord Nityananda and put him on their lap, that just by looking into his beautiful eyes and seeing his smile, whatever worries or whatever frustrations they might have, they would just disappear. And many people today, we know that they come to religion, and what do they pray? They pray to God to please take away my problems, and please just try to make me happy. But we know that no matter how many problems God may take away, that more problems are just going to come the next day. So, but when someone would look at Lord Nityananda's face, they experienced such love in their hearts that all the problems, they didn't actually go away, but they just became totally insignificant. They didn't even worry about him anymore. Because once, as Srila Prabhupada says, once we experience Krishna's love, then what happens? Our love actually comes out. The love that we have in our heart, the dormant love for Krishna, actually comes out. And it's like a reciprocal thing. So in his childhood, Lord Nityananda, or Nittai, he was also a rascal, like Krishna. He would sometimes steal butter. He would go milk the neighbor's cow and drink the milk. And so he would do some naughty things like Krishna would. But most of his childhood was spent in actually doing these plays, these dramas of Lord Krishna's pastimes. And he would gather all his friends together, and all day, that's all they would do, was these dramas, these different pastimes of Krishna. And so he would dress up his friends in costumes, and they would do Krishna Leela, they would do Ram Leela, they would do Nrisingha Leela, and they would do Varaha, just like we had Lord Varaha's appearance day yesterday. They would do all these plays. So once, sometimes Lord Nityananda, he would pretty much always be the producer and the director of the play, but sometimes he would also be the main actor in the play. So once he was playing like he was Lakshman, and he was fighting with Ravana, and one of the boys was playing Ravana, and he said, I'm going to shoot my arrow at you. And so instead of shooting an arrow, he threw a lotus flower, and he hit Lord Nityananda right in the chest. And when he did, Lord Nityananda just fell out. He fell unconscious. And not only did he fall unconscious, they could find no sign of life in him. It's like he had left his body. And everybody was like, the boys were just totally in shock. They didn't know what to do. And then finally, one of the boys remembered, he said, remember, Lord Nityananda told us that when he falls unconscious, we have to send one of the boys that's dressed up like Hanuman to go get the mountain and bring the mountain back. And on this mountain were these herbs that were supposed to cure Lakshman. So one of the boys dressed as Hanuman, he went and he got the mountain. He had to fight a demon, and then he brings the mountain back. And then he gives it to the boy that's playing the doctor, and then the boy that's playing the doctor puts the herbs under Nityananda's nose, and immediately Lord Nityananda woke up. So this is how he spent his whole childhood, doing these different pastimes. And so one time his father, he asked him, he said, how do you know all these pastimes? How do you know the scriptures and the right things to say and all these things? And Lord Nityananda, he just looked at his father and he said, because these are all my pastimes. He said, these are my pastimes. That's how I know them. So the whole village, this whole village of Ekachakra, they became very attached to Lord Nityananda. And we know especially his mother and his father. But when he was 12 years old, this sannyasi came to the house of Hadai Pandit, Lord Nityananda's father. And Hadai Pandit and this sannyasi, they spoke the whole night about Krishna and Krishna's pastimes. And then the next morning, Hadai Pandit, he said, he was so pleased with this Brahmin, with this sannyasi, that he said, just ask me anything. He said, whatever you ask, he said, I'll give it to you. And we know that he was a Brahmin, a poor Brahmin, and he really didn't have that much. So what did this sannyasi ask? He said, well, why don't you give me your son? He was only 12 years old, but he said, I'm on pilgrimage and I need an assistant. So why don't you just give me your son to take with me? So who's the mother in here? Mother Gopi Gita. If Ritavaja Maharaj came to you and said, okay, I want to take one of your sons to go on pilgrimage, and you'll never see him again, probably, because in that time there's no emails, there's no phones, there's no internet, so you probably never see him again. That would be a hard decision to make, right? Most mothers wouldn't, So, but they had made the promise that they had given their word that this is what they were going to do, and so Mother Padmavati told Hadai Pandit, well, we have to, because we have already told him that we were going to do this. So he did. Little Nittai, he was very excited. He was only 12 years old, but he was excited that he was going to go get to travel with a sannyasi. But after they left, the parents, they realized, they thought, well, what have we done? We just gave away our son. And he says, not only our son, we gave away our life, our soul. It's the only thing that we live for. And when the news spread to all the other people in Ekachakra, everyone started running around trying to find this sannyasi. And they were going to tell him, look, give us back Nittai and we'll give you our son. We want Nittai, but you can take our son. Because everyone loved Nittai so much, they were willing to give their own sons to get him back. But no one could find this sannyasi. So then when Nittai left, of course, Hadai Pandit and Mother Padmavati, they were very distraught. And Hadai Pandit, it says that he didn't eat or sleep for like a month or more, it says. He would just constantly, the only thing that kept him alive was that he was constantly meditating on little Nittai. And it says that after a few months, he was missing him so much in separation that he left his body, actually chanting, Nittai Chan, Nittai Chan, and he passed away. And then a little while later, so did Mother Padmavati. And so meanwhile, Nittai was traveling, and so he traveled for, it says, about 20 years he was on this pilgrimage. And it said when he finally met Lord Chaitanya, it was in the year 1506. And it says that Lord Nityananda was about 32 years old and Lord Chaitanya was about 20 years old. And so after traveling to all these holy places, then Lord Nityananda, he went to Vrindavan. And that's where he decided to stay. And he stayed at the house of Srivas Pandit and his wife Malini. And just a little pastime here. When he was staying at the house of Srivas, once this crow would hang out around the house, and he came inside the house and he took a bowl that was on the altar and he flew away with the bowl. And Mother Malini, she was like, what am I going to do? This is what my husband uses to offer Krishna on the altar, the ghee and things. And so then the crow flew back and he didn't have the bowl in his mouth. So she was thinking, my husband's going to be so upset. So she was crying. And then when Lord Nityananda came in, he said, why are you so sad? And she told him the story about this crow. So the crow was sitting there. So Nityananda turned to the crow and he said, go right now and get this bowl and bring it back. So the crow flew away, and then a few minutes later he came back and he had the bowl in his mouth and he took the bowl and he put it on the altar. And so when Mother Malini saw this, she looked at Lord Nityananda and she said, quit trying to disguise who you really are. She said, I know you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so quit trying to disguise yourself. So that's just one of the pastimes of Lord Nityananda. So when Lord Nityananda was in Vrindavan, he had this vision that his eternal brother, Lord Krishna, was performing his leela in a town called Navadvip. But Lord Chaitanya, at that time, he hadn't really established his Sankirtan movement. So Lord Nityananda, he decided that, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait here in Vrindavan until I get some type of signal, some type of sign that Lord Chaitanya has actually started his Sankirtan movement. So after 20 years of traveling and everything, he finally, in his heart, in the core of his heart, he felt that something is happening now. Lord Chaitanya has actually started his street Sankirtan. And what would he do when he would do street Sankirtan? He would say what? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So immediately, Lord Nityananda, he left Vrindavan and he went to Navadvip. But when he got to Navadvip, he didn't tell anyone that he had arrived. He kept it quiet and he went to the house of Sri Nandana Acharya. And so the next morning, Lord Chaitanya, he came to his devotees and he said, last night I had this wonderful dream. He said, I saw this extraordinary chariot which had the flag of a palm tree. So does anyone know who has on their chariot, who has the flag of a palm tree? Who would that be? Yeah. Who said it? Lord Balaram. That's Lord Balaram's on his chariot. He has the flag of a palm tree. So Lord Chaitanya, he said, and there was this very large and beautiful personality on this chariot. And he was repeating over and over again, this person was, where is the house of Nimai Pandit? Where is the house of Nimai Pandit? And he said, I can understand that this extraordinary person is actually none other than Sri Balaram himself. And so he said, you must go and find him, find out where he is. But so they went out and they started searching, and they searched for like 10 or 12 hours. They looked through the whole village and they could not find Lord Nityananda. So they came back and they told Lord Chaitanya that we don't know where he is. We can't find him. So Lord Chaitanya, he just smiled and he said, come with me. He said, I know exactly where he is. So So then when Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, they met at the house of Nandana Acharya, and from that time, they started to perform their different pastimes together. And so the next day, Lord Chaitanya, he took Lord Nityananda to meet his mother, Mother Sachi Devi. And if you remember the story, Lord Nityananda had an older brother named Vishwaroop. And Vishwaroop, he left home very early, at an early age. And so as soon as Mother Sachi saw Lord Nityananda, immediately her love for Vishwaroop came out in her heart. And the reason is because this Vishwaroop, he was actually an expansion of Lord Nityananda. It says they were actually the same person. And so when she saw him, her motherly affection came out. And so she hugged Lord Nityananda, and she said, "You are my son. You are my very own son." And so she saw Lord Nityananda as her own son. And it says that actually Vishwaroop and Nityananda, they're actually the same person in two different forms. So once Mother Sachi, we'll tell a couple of little stories here about Lord Nityananda. So once Mother Sachi came and she gave Lord Nityananda 5 pieces of sandesh. And so Lord Nityananda, he ate one and he threw the other 4. He just threw them out in the yard, 4 pieces of sandesh. And Mother Sachi said, "So what are you going to eat now?" And so he said, "If you want more, there'll be more." So she walked into the kitchen and those same 4 pieces of sandesh were laying on the table there. And she thought, how could that happen? I saw him throw them in the yard. So then she walked back into the where Lord Nityananda was, and he was eating those same 4 pieces of sandesh. And so Mother Sachi was just, she was amazed at just these Lord Nityananda, some of these little like miracles that he could perform. And Lord Nityananda, he was always trying to touch Mother Sachi's feet. Whenever she would come, he would always try to touch her feet, and she would always be dodging him, trying to get away from him. And then another time, she came to Lord Chaitanya, and she said, "I had this dream last night, this wonderful dream." She said, "You and Lord Nityananda went into my temple room, and when you came out, Lord Nityananda was carrying Krishna, and you were carrying Balaram. And they were arguing, and Krishna was telling Lord Chaitanya, 'You leave. This is our house. These are our sandesh and our prasadam. They're being offered to us, so you have to leave.'" And Lord Nityananda said, no, you don't understand. This, the time of the cowherd boys are past." He said, "That's in the past. And now's the time of the Brahmins, and we're the Brahmins, so this is our house now." And they were arguing back and forth, and Krishna said, "If you told Lord Nityananda, if you don't stop doing this, I'm going to tie you up and throw you outside the house." And Lord Nityananda said, "I'm not afraid of you. I've got Lord Chaitanya as my Lord." So they were arguing, and then they were grabbing pieces of burfi and sandesh from each other and fighting and wrestling. And so Mother Sachi said, what does this mean? And Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya said, "This means that the deities of Krishna and Balaram you have are actually Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram." He said, "Because sometimes I would go in to take the maha off the altar, and half the maha would be gone." And he said, "I was thinking maybe this was my wife, Mother Vishwaroopa, Vishnupriya, who had stole this, or not stole it, but had taken the maha." He said, "But now I know it was actually Krishna and Balaram who was taking the maha." So one day, Lord Chaitanya, he approached Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu, and he made this amazing request to them. He said, "What I want you to do is I want you to go to every house. I want you to go door to door. I want you to go to every marketplace. I want you to go to every shop and to every person on the street, and I want you to give them this message." And okay, I'm going to ask you again in just a minute what this message was, so you got to remember it. He said, "Krishna is your real wealth. Krishna is your very life and soul." He said, "Therefore, please," and these three things. He said, "Please chant Krishna's names, worship Krishna, and speak about Krishna." And he wanted Nityananda and Haridas Prabhu to approach everyone, and he told them to don't discriminate. Give this to everyone. Don't try to see who's fit and who's unfit to get this. So when Nityananda, when he went out and he would approach people, he would come to ask them, like, they were thinking he was come to ask for a donation, because, you know, it wasn't unusual for renunciates at that time to come and beg and ask for donations. But people would usually, what they would usually give them is like maybe a handful of rice. So when Lord Nityananda, when he would approach these people, they would start to give him a handful of rice. And he would say, no, 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 you don't understand. He says, I don't want your rice. He said, I only want to give you something. And the people say, well, what can you give? You're a renunciate. What are you going to give us? And he would say, Lord Nityananda would tell him, yes, I've come to give you this blessing. Please do these three things for me. And what were those three things? All right, very good. Chant the names of Krishna, worship Krishna, and speak about Krishna. And he says, this chanting of the holy names will awaken your love for God. So he says, please take this name of Krishna, remember Krishna, and then your life will become perfect. And he said, that's all. That's all I ask of you, to do these things. And some people would do it, but other people, sometimes they would criticize Lord Nityananda, and they would accuse him of being a thief, and they'd call him names, and they would threaten him. But to such people, Lord Nityananda, he would just fall at their feet, and he would like roll in the dust, and with tears in his eyes, Hare Krishna, have a good day. He would beg them. He said, whatever you call me or whatever you say to me, he said, I don't mind. It doesn't bother me. But what really breaks my heart is to see you forgetting what is the real purpose of life. He said, please, please chant the holy names of the Lord. And I was just listening to a class of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, and he was saying how similar this instruction that Lord Chaitanya gave to Nityananda, how similar it was to what was given to Srila Prabhupada. Because we know that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he gave Srila Prabhupada practically the same instruction. He said, I want you to go to the West, and without discrimination, without seeing who's fit or unfit, I want you to give them love of God and in the English language. And Srila Prabhupada, he took that instruction as his life and soul. And we know he came here. And when he came, he hardly had any money. And he really didn't know anyone here. He just came as an instrument of compassion in the hands of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And just like Lord Nityananda, Srila Prabhupada, he would tell people when they would ask him, what did you come to America to get? He would say, I didn't come to get anything. He said, I came here to give to you. I came to give you the greatest gift of all. And we know that Lord Chaitanya, he's known as the most merciful of all the incarnations. Because just like we said, without considering who's fit or who's unfit, he would freely distribute love of God to everyone. But unfortunately, even sometimes when God himself comes, many people still don't accept him. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya, he ordered Lord Nityananda, he said, I want you to approach these type of people, these lowest, most fallen people, and I want you to give them love of God. And so after, we know that Lord Chaitanya, later on, he took sannyas, the sannyas order of life. And so when he, when he did this, he also instructed Lord Nityananda, he said, I want you to get married. And even though we know that Lord Nityananda was a renunciate, Lord Chaitanya said, well, the reason I want you to get married is because these people that are in the lower classes, the most fallen, if a sannyasi tries to associate with these people, he'll be criticized. I'll be criticized by this society. So he told Lord Nityananda that you be the deliverer of these most fallen people. He said, don't discriminate who's high and who's low or who's fallen. He said, these persons are too much attached to their sinful activities. And he said, those persons who are so attached to material life and so attached to so-called religiosity, but due to pride, they're not able to surrender to me. He said, these people are yours. He said, this is who I want you to go and approach and give love of God. So by hearing this, we know that Lord Nityananda, he's actually the very essence. Lord Chaitanya is the most merciful, but Lord Nityananda, he's the essence of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Lord Nityananda came to see Mother Sachi, she asked him, she said, can you please stay here for a while? I want to see you every day, so can you please stay here? So he agreed. He wanted to see her also. So he went and he stayed at the place, the home of Hiranya Pandit in Navadvip. And so he was called himself a Brahma, but he was actually the commander in chief of all these thieves. He was the head of all the thieves. So when he saw Lord Nityananda liked to wear jewelry. He had a ring on every finger. He had golden necklaces. He had anklets that were made of gold and diamonds. So when this thief saw that, he went back and told his other, thieves, gang of thieves that he said, we're rich. He said, just by stealing from this man, every one of us are going to be rich. So what we'll do is tonight we'll go and we'll wait till they're asleep and we'll steal all his jewels. So nighttime came, they got all their weapons, they went to the house of Hiranya Pandit, and they were having Lord Nityananda was having a big kirtan, all these devotees were. So they thought, well, let's just sit here under this tree and we'll wait. And once that they stop and they leave, and we'll go and steal the jewels. So Lord Nityananda, by his potency called Nidra, potency, sleep potency, all these thieves fell asleep. And they slept the whole night. And then the next morning, the sun came out, and they all of a sudden woke up, and they're sitting there with their weapons under this tree. And so they start arguing. Well, why didn't you fell asleep? Why didn't you wake me up? And they're like starting to fight among themselves. And the chief of the thieves says, no, let's just stop. Let's hide our weapons, and we'll come back tonight. So they waited, and the next night they came back again. And so they sent the spy to check and see what was going on. And when the spy came back, he said, you won't believe this. He said, around the house is these huge guards, and they have these huge weapons. And it looks like they're not even from this planet, like they're from the heavenly planets. And he said, just one of these guards could wipe all of us out. So what are we going to do? And they were saying, well, maybe this Lord Nityananda, maybe he is a special personality. And this chief of the thieves said, no, there's probably some visitor, some king visiting him, and he's probably got his guards there. So let's wait a few days and we'll come back again. So they went back and they waited a few more days, and then they came back the next night, or that night. And so when they came back that night, they came to the house where Lord Nityananda was staying. And all of a sudden, it got so dark that you couldn't, if you put your hand like this in front of your face, you couldn't even see your hand. It was so dark. And then Lord Indra, he knew what they were planning, so he started a hailstorm. It was like hail coming down, like softballs coming down and pounding these thieves, and they couldn't see what they were doing. So one of them fell into a pit that had snakes and scorpions in it, and he was bitten. Another one fell into another pit that had mosquitoes and leeches and things. And then another one fell into a thorn bush, and they were just getting pounded by Lord Indra. And so finally, this head of the thieves, he finally realized that this is actually a special personality, and his heart changed. It transformed. And so he ran to Lord Nityananda, and he fell at his feet, and he said, he apologized, and he told him what he had planned to do, and he said, I'm so fallen. And so Lord Nityananda, he actually forgave him, and he placed his feet on the head of this thief, and immediately he became purified. He became a pure devotee. And he told him, and this thief offered so many prayers, and he told him, he said, okay, from now on, sin no more. He said, don't commit any more sins, and go and you preach to the other thieves. And this thief did this. I call him a thief now. He's a pure devotee. He did this. And he went and he converted so many of the other thieves actually to Krishna consciousness. And so he became a pure devotee. And this is, like we said, this is the mercy of Lord Nityananda, that he can do this. And we know another example of Lord Nityananda's mercy. Everybody knows the story of Jagga and Madai. And when Jagga and Madai, when Lord Nityananda approached them and asked them to chant Hare Krishna, we know that they refused and they were angry and they were like calling Lord Nityananda names. And finally, Lord Nityananda thought, well, there's really nothing I can do to help them. I've tried to give them the holy name. But then what happened? And we know that Madhai, he threw this pot and it hit Lord Nityananda on the head and Lord Nityananda started to bleed. And instead of becoming angry, Lord Nityananda, he became ecstatic. He became totally ecstatic because he knew that now that they've done this to me, what's going to happen? Lord Chaitanya's going to come. He said, for sure, now Lord Chaitanya, he's going to come. And he's going to bless these men and he's going to forgive them. Because Lord Nityananda, he never thought he actually had the ability to save anyone. He thought that it all came from Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So Lord Chaitanya came, and instead of forgiving them, what did Lord Chaitanya do? He called on his Sudarshan Chakra, and he was going to kill Jagga and Madai because of what they have done to Lord Nityananda. But then Lord Nityananda, he told Lord Chaitanya, he said, actually, in your previous incarnations, you did these things. You would kill these demons like this. But he said, in this incarnation, we don't do this. He said, what we killed is their sinful mentality. And he said, we actually forgive them and we try to give them pure love of God. So when Lord Nityananda told Lord Chaitanya that, still, Lord Chaitanya was very angry. That didn't work. So then he said, it doesn't even hurt. He said, actually, Madhai, he did this by accident. And it's just a small cut. He said, don't worry about it. It didn't even hurt. But still, that didn't satisfy Lord Chaitanya. He still had his Sudarshan Chakra. But so then Lord Nityananda finally said, Jagga, he actually helped me. He said, he actually saved me because he stopped Madhai from trying to further hurt me. And so as soon as Lord Chaitanya heard this, oh, you helped my devotee, you saved my devotee, immediately the Sudarshan Chakra disappeared. And Lord Chaitanya said to Jagga, he said, I immediately give you love of God because you helped my devotee, you saved my devotee. And so, then Madai, his heart changed also when he saw that Jagga had changed so much. Then his heart changed. And he said, well, you gave it to my brother. Why don't you give it to me? And Lord Chaitanya said, no, you committed such an offense. This is such an offense to Lord Nityananda. He said, I can't give you that. And so Madhai, he didn't know what to do. He was praying to please give me this mercy also. And Lord Chaitanya said, the only one that can forgive you is Lord Nityananda. So he turned to Lord Nityananda, and of course Lord Nityananda, he embraced Madhai. And as soon as he embraced Madhai, immediately all his sinful activities went away, and he became a pure devotee, and he started offering all these prayers to Lord Nityananda. So just by giving God's name, Lord Nityananda, he saved these two personalities, and he gave them, they were like the most sinful of, they had committed so many sinful activities, but just by chanting the holy names of the Lord, they became purified. And so much so that Jagga and Madai, all they wanted to do for the rest of their lives, all they wanted to do was to help the devotees, was to also give this love to the devotees and just help people. And so this another example of the amazing mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And we know that Lord Nityananda, his life and soul was to actually just please Lord Chaitanya. He had no other goal, no other ambitions in life. This was his only desire. And therefore, Lord Nityananda is declared by all the acharyas to be the original spiritual master. Because he's actually, like we said, he's actually the first expansion of Godhead. And he appears exclusively for the pleasure of the Lord. And we know, although he's Krishna, and he could easily accept that position that I'm also God, but he would never accept that position. Therefore, he's known as the servant God. Lord Nityananda is known as the servant God, because he always saw the soul of every living being as being pure. Whoever he saw them as being pure. And therefore, that they were actually loved by God. And this is the same way that Lord Nityananda saw every living entity. And so Lord Chaitanya, he gave Lord Nityananda the order to go and save the most fallen. And we know that we all fall in that category. We're all the most fallen because we're here in Kali Yuga. Therefore, in order to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, he says you have to first pray to Lord Nityananda. And we know that all the acharyas, they state that people who try to understand Lord Chaitanya without first getting the mercy of Lord Nityananda, those people will never succeed. So in order to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we have to pray very, very sincerely to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And because he's the sum total of all gurus. He's called the Adi Guru, the original spiritual master. And you have to approach him in order to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Krishna. It's like when we walk in this door here and we go up to the altar, who is the first personality that we see? It's Lord Nityananda. So we have to pray when we come in. We should first offer our obeisances to Lord Nityananda and pray to him first. So Lord Nityananda, he wound up his earthly pastimes by merging into a deity of Krishna known as Banka Roy. And this is a place that's not far from Ekachakra. And it says that he actually walked and he merged right into that deity. And there's a story that about 20 years ago, some construction workers, they were working on restoring this temple. And during their break, they went out and they started smoking cigarettes. And all of a sudden, this beautiful young boy appeared, and he picked up a stick and he started beating these construction workers. And he was telling them, "What are you doing? You're smoking in such a holy place." And he was chastising them and beating them with his stick. And so they were so he was so beautiful, and even though he was beating them, they thought, such a beautiful boy. So they vowed that we'll never smoke again. We promise we'll never smoke again. And it says then all of a sudden that boy disappeared. And it says that that boy was actually Lord Nityananda that came and chastised these workers. So in his song, this song that we read in the beginning about Srila Narottam Das Thakur, he says that Lord Nityananda's lotus feet are cooling like the rays of millions of moons. And it's the only thing that can actually protect us from this blazing fire of material existence. So therefore, Lord Narottam Das, Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, therefore, we should catch hold of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet, and we should never, never let go. So, jai. So, Lord Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. So, anyone have any comments or stories they'd like to tell? Prabhu, wait till the mic. Wait till they get the mic then. This is such an amazing book, Nityananda Charanamrita. And if you don't have it, please get it and read it. It's got so many pastimes. It's so beautiful book. So, Prabhu, if you speak loud, maybe you. You got it. Okay.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Can you please speak a little more about why Sri Nityananda is known as Adi Guru? What is the connection between Nityananda Prabhu and the aspect or the role of being the original spiritual master? I just want to understand more on that connection.
Well, because Lord Nityananda is Balaram. Balaram was the first expansion of Krishna, and all other forms after that came from Lord Balaram. So therefore, he's called the sum total of all gurus, and maybe Nityananda Prabhu can speak. Would be better. He's Nityananda Prabhu.
When you actually gave the answer earlier, when you said that that Lord Nityananda is the second body of Lord Chaitanya, just like Balaram is the second body. So there's Guru and Krishna. So Krishna and his second body is Guru. So Krishna himself expands as Guru so that he can actually train others so that they will become his devotees. Because he knows that when they become his devotees, they'll become not only very happy, but he will become very happy. Mm. Because he loves his devotees so much, Krishna loves his devotees so much, that he will do anything for his devotees, just like you saw in this pastime, right? That Lord Chaitanya was happy because Jagai did something that pleased, that served the devotee. Mm. And so that pleased Lord Chaitanya a lot. This is the difference between the pastime we have on this wall here with the pastime of Indra offending Krishna by, you know, showering these thunderbolts and trying to convince everybody that he's not the Supreme Personality of God. I am the one who is the King of Heaven. You know, I'm the more powerful person. And then on the other side, you have Brahma, who did the same thing. He stole the calves and the cows and the cowherd boys and put them in the cave, you know, put this huge rock so they couldn't come out of the cave. Both of them were very offensive to Krishna, but Krishna easily forgave Indra, but did not forgive Brahma. Even after Brahma made so many prayers, he didn't forgive him. Why? Because in the case of Indra, Indra brought all of the residents of Vrindavan together under the hill. So Krishna is happy that he brought all my people together with me, you know. And they could spend 7 days with me without any separation. So he was happy with that. So he's okay, he was just laughing while Indra was offering him prayers and saying, forgive me, Krishna is happy, you know, because he did the right thing. In the case of Brahma, he took his people away from Krishna. And so Krishna became very angry. He said, oh my God, you don't do that. And do anything you want. You don't take my devotee away from me. You know, that, you know, I'm never going to forgive you for that. And that's why Brahma had to come back again at Lord Chaitanya's Leela. And then this time become a very menial servant called Haridas Thakur. Mm. But because Lord Krishna knew that, that, you know, Brahma had a change of heart, a real change of heart, he first came to Kaladvipa, you know, which is where Varahadev appeared, Lord Varahadev appeared and became. And there he begged forgiveness from Lord Varahadev first. Mm. And then he appeared as Haridas Thakur, so that he could take part in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. But it took a lot. You can imagine how many years passed between him offending and becoming Haridas Thakur. I mean, thousands of years went by of having to suffer for this offense, because he could never understand why Krishna couldn't forgive him, you know. Even though he made so many nice prayers, he begged forgiveness, everything, Krishna still did not forgive him. So this is the power of the second body. The second body is the guru. The guru does that. The guru is able to say, we are big offenders. We left Krishna. We are so offensive to Krishna. Now we should go back to Krishna, right? And so one of the things that when we come in front of the deity of Lord Nityananda, it is described, Nityananda is described as aparada bhanjana. It sounds a little like bhajana, but it's actually bhanjana, you know. And what it means that he totally destroys our nature of being offenders, you know. He's the one who will take this offensive nature out of us. Because naturally we're going to be offensive. We're not only offensive, we are sort of like towards other devotees, you know. We feel jealous of other devotees, envious, all these things. These are natural. It's very hard to overcome these type of things in our lives. But Lord Nityananda will take it away from us. And so that's why it is said we should always come in front of the deity of Lord Nityananda, even though we are most unqualified. With all the other deities, we feel ashamed, we feel guilt that why am I not coming right after all these instructions? You know, I'm still a rascal, you know what I mean? Why am I not giving up my rascaldom, you know, like that? With the other deities, we can feel that shame. But in front of Lord Nityananda, there's no need to feel the shame because he's the one who will pull it out of us and make us pure, you know? He will be the one who did. Like you can see, right, in the case of this pastime of Bankim Rai, he actually came with a stick and beat these people up. So whenever anybody is beating us up, like somebody, some devotee is saying some nasty things about me and beating me up, we should see the stick of Lord Nityananda. We should see this devotee is actually the stick of Lord Nityananda. He's come to take away my offensive nature. And when I give up my offensive nature, then I'll have darshan of Lord Chaitanya. And when I have darshan of Lord Chaitanya, then everything will be mine. There's nothing that I will not have after that. Everything will become mine. So this is the guru part of it, was the second body, like you said yourself earlier.
Can you tell the rest of the program for today also?
Yeah, the rest of the program we're going to continue with, you know, anybody who'd like to read or do kirtan. But 10:30 is when we were saying that we're going to start with the kirtan officially. But, you know, we can start before that. And then at noon, we're going to be doing the abhishek on the altar. And then we'll have simultaneous arti and abhishek. And so all of the devotees who are second initiated, please do come on the altar. This is the opportunity to Lord, touch Lord Nityananda's feet and, you know, get the blessings like that. Don't feel like, you know, I'm not qualified or my dress this and my dress that. You know, sometimes we have all these reasons why we can't come on the altar. But today is the special day that you must come on the altar and bathe Lord Nityananda like that. Yeah. And of course, Gauranga Mahaprabhu simultaneously. You get two for one. And then big feast served out at 12:45. Who is cooking? Who's preparing the feast? Rasaraj and Company. Rasaraj and Company. What a nice name, Rasaraj
and Company.
Hopefully it's Lord Rasa. Well, there'll be Lord Rasa in the prasad. We'll have a nice feast at 12:45, right? 12:45. So that's the... Sorry? Targeting 12:45, it might take 15 minutes this way or the other.
It's going to be downstairs or upstairs? Downstairs.
Okay. Downstairs, yeah.
Okay. John.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
All right, John.
I just want to say one more thing about Lord Nityananda himself, you know, because sometimes people think that, you know, when Krishna actually offends Radharani, this is the power of Aparadha Bhanjana, you know, that we say about Lord Nityananda. When Krishna offends Radharani and she becomes really offended, you know, because he's really, he did it again, you know, after being told not to do it, he went and smooched another, you know, gopi or something, and, you know, it got, and became, and then he won't admit it, you know, he just won't, no, I didn't do it. The gopi pleads the fifth, you know, I'm sorry, I can't say anything, you know, because she loves the idea of him, of being kissed by Krishna, and Krishna won't admit it to Radharani that I did that, you know. So things like that, sometimes it gets really, really nasty, and, you know, then Radharani thinks, this guy's hopeless, you know, he's hopeless. He's never gonna come right, he's crooked. You know, he's crooked, his stick is crooked, everything about him is crooked, you know. How do I fix this guy? So when she gives up and there's nothing that she can see that can be done about this, she crosses the boundary of Leela and she goes into the other Leela, you know, the Leela of separation. And there she goes and meets confidentially with Nityananda, Lord Nityananda, and asks his advice. How do I fix this guy, you know? What do I do to get him right, you know? This guy is just, he's impossible. It's just impossible. And Lord Nityananda will advise her then how to do it. You know? Then she'll cross back into the other boundary again, the other Leela, and then she'll actually fix Krishna. She'll get him right, you know?
For a while.
And yeah. Well, for a while. But actually, he actually really gets it hard. There's one time Lord Nityananda told him, Rupa Manjari is the leader of all the Manjaris. These Manjaris are young girls, you know, they're like young girls, like 10-year, 12-year-old girls, you know. You tell Rupa Manjari to give him a big kick on his backside. And he went and did that. She told Rupa Manjari, she went and kicked Krishna so hard he fell into another part of the forest, you know. And he was crying, how a girl kicked me, you know what I mean? What a shame, you know, I got kicked by a girl, you know, like that, you know. And he was really thinking to himself, what did I do to deserve this? You know. So he had to think about it, you know. What did I do wrong? Because sometimes we won't think about what we did wrong, right? When you feel offended, we just feel offended, but we don't think, what did I do wrong? Because if I did something wrong, I shouldn't do that again. I don't want to get that happen again to me, you know, like that. But this is the type of things that Lord Nityananda comes up with. How who can think that you're going to kick Krishna on his behind, you know? Who can think that? I mean, it's only Lord Nityananda who can think like that. Because he's avaduta. He thinks outside the box, you know? Everybody else is like within the system, right? He goes outside the system to do something really outlandish. You know, really outlandish, you know. So this is the, and like you were saying that, you know, we can't get Lord Chaitanya's mercy without Lord Krishna's mercy, or Lord Nityananda's mercy. We can't actually get Lord Nityananda's mercy without the mercy of all the Jagais and Madais, you know. And Prabhupada described that we are actually the Jagais and Madais. In this age, we are the Jagais and Madais. We've been corrected, you know. But it's the mercy of the Jagais and Madais that will give you the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And then that mercy will give us the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, gives us the mercy of Krishna Balaram and Radha Krishna like that. Yeah. So it's amazing that even the Jagais and Madais became so famous because of Lord Nityananda like that. Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. All right. Thank everyone. Lord Nityananda Prabhu ki jai.
Jai Mathuranath Prabhu ki jai.